So go ahead and talk about some of the things that you liked about the program.
The program for us, we started out looking at our numbers and realizing that we were certainly not meeting our potential, that there was a lot of room for improvement. Our sales became a bit stagnant, and you know, in some areas, product per member in particular was becoming stagnant. And we looked for some help, and Rory, you were very helpful. You were offered a very interesting program for us that was more about coaching than it was about sales. And we have always been a huge proponent on coaching and making sure that employees are learning and growing and able to communicate with members because, well, it all comes back down to them. If you're training your staff properly, then they're having important conversations with members. They're asking powerful questions, and that's just naturally leading to more sales.
What was your favorite component of the process?
I mean, I'm focused in IT, and so my personal favorite was really developing those reports so that we could monitor it and measure it and manage it. Once we had our reports, we separated them out. We had them at the macro level for the senior management. Then we had them at the branch supervisor level so that they could manage their own branches, their own employees. And then we even had them at the individual level. And the branch managers were coaching people by showing them their own personal sales reports and saying, okay, well, where would you like to improve? Asking them questions, because it was really about raising their awareness. Once they could see it, then the branch manager could offer assistance and they could come up with their own plans on what they want to work on.
Absolutely. And one of the things that that I've seen with people is, that with other credit unions I've worked with, that they liked was the almost the peer coaching approach, in that, you know, once the branch managers learned how to coach, then it became almost a group kind of coaching model. You know, kind of tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we experienced some of that here. We had some branch supervisors that really stepped up to the challenge, and it really spoke to them. And you could just see them. They were leading the discussions. You know, we started out going through a book and using that book as a guideline on what we wanted to talk about each week with our branch supervisors. We'd go through a chapter and we'd talk about it. Well, that was you and maybe a little bit of myself leading those discussions. But after a while, they started just talking about it among themselves. We even assigned a training manager to fully take over for you, and she did very well while we were going through that.
What transformation did you see in the branch managers when they went through the program?
Some of the branch managers, their eyes just really opened up. You could see that they had been struggling, trying to figure out how to get through to some of their employees. And some of the techniques that they started trying based off of the book and what suggestions you were making for them, they were able to form relationships with those employees unlike they had before. Being able to do so gave them a level of communication and being able to, I guess, have them listen. They felt more listened once they were able to start communicating closer with their employees. One of them comes to mind in particular that she had been struggling for years and years, and this was the first time that she had really been able to step up and communicate it a different way than just telling, but asking and getting the employees to really look at them as a team and as a whole.
So what you saw from your managers, your branch managers, was the ability to coach and get better buy-in. You know, how did you see the buy-in and their coaching skills improve during that process?
The buy-in was top-notch. I mean, the whole program is extremely positive. There is no, like, negative quotas or anything that people were worried about. It was just all employees seeing how they could better serve members. So the buy-in was just all, everybody was excited to go through it.
So how did you see the branch manager's coaching skills improve?
From the stories that they told during our weekly calls, they had some employees that they had struggled to coach in the past. And they just, you know, I don't know if we've ever given that level of formal training to our branch supervisors. So, I mean, you can't blame them not training them on how to communicate and how to manage. You know, we're a smaller credit union, and so we like to promote from within, and great players aren't necessarily great coaches, but almost nobody's a great coach without some coach training. And so now once we gave them these techniques, asking questions, getting them to raise awareness, it's actually less about coaching them and more about getting them to coach themselves.
I like that. More about them getting to coach themselves and to have the courage to have those what would have been difficult conversations. A lot of managers won't coach or won't talk to their employees because the conversations are difficult. How did this system make it easier to have those difficult conversations?
Well, I think it's a scary thing for anyone to have to say, hey, you need to work on this, or you're not doing something perfectly. That's always a difficult conversation to have. I mean, that's just being human. Having a structure involved where you really get them to look at their numbers and you're on the same team, you look at them together. And what was that you always said to us that we liked? My intention here is to be developmental, not critical. If I ever step across that line, then please let me know because I want to be developmental. And with that same mentality, it now becomes a lot easier to have those conversations with your staff because you're just trying to improve them. You're trying to improve the credit union, and you're trying to help our members.
From your perspective as a manager, how did it change your management style, your skills, when you learned how to coach using this model compared to how you managed before?
Well, I feel like I'm still learning and trying to live the approach. You know, I was extremely happy to be the liaison between you and the branch supervisors, and I learned an awful lot. But for me in particular, it opened up some eyes. Like I could see when I was telling and not asking. And so even today I catch myself doing that, but you know, being mindful about what you're doing is part of the equation. And so, you know, you gotta just stay focused on raising awareness. It's not about, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that. No, it's a lot more about getting through to an employee about why they need to do this, how they should be thinking about a particular problem is much more important than the solution to that problem.
Anything else that you think of that were important for you that you saw in the transformation of your credit union?
For me, the results spoke for themselves. Once we figured out how we wanted to measure it, you know, I told you at the beginning of this conversation that our products per member in particular was feeling pretty stagnant. Well, the first year that we followed your program, we had products per member in over 50 basis points. That means one out of every two members increased their products by one. That's a staggering number, and that's in addition to just renewing all the loans that rolled off and all the other products that were closed and canceled. So, I mean, that number alone really sums up the value of the program, that being able to speak to every member and one out of every two of them resulting in a new product is what it's all about.